This is Matty Johns.
Gordon Tallis.
Andrew Johns.
Ryan Girdley.
Wendell Saylor.
Paul Gallen.
MG.
And I'm Peter Sterling.
Triple M rocks the footy.
The Verdict. Breaking down the game that was.
For DeWalt. Guaranteed tough. Available at Bunnings Warehouse.
20 points to 19. They have stolen this game, Peter Sterling.
And some of the runs to get in position there. Lasonic. He picked up 15 metres. He wasn't entitled to. The reach start from Blake Boston is not going to go the distance.
Nah.
Penalty to the Warriors. They win three in a row.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable finish to this game. The Warriors have absolutely stolen it. There was 3 minutes to go. They were down by 19 points to 12. They are about to win this game 20 points to 19.
We're not going to Golden Point, Maroon.
Well, I don't think we are,
Pete. We're not going to Golden Point now, the Warriors.
There it is. What a victory. What a victory. Warriors 20, Canberra Raiders 19. Yeah. You talk about a game that was absolutely stolen. In the dying minutes, they were down 19-12. Isaac Luke gets a try. The try is converted. Two field goals off the next couple of sets. We don't go to golden time. The Warriors lead the Raiders. They beat the Raiders. Warriors 20, Canberra 19. What a finish.
Honestly, he miskicked the last field goal.
He did.
But he got it well enough. It was spinning end on end on end. And it's gone up almost like a bomb and just gone over the crossbar. Yes.
Well, the reason I thought he missed it, I looked up into the stand and the Raiders fans were cheering.
I agree. I'm with you. Yeah.
Now, they must have thought he missed it as well.
That's one of the best finishes I've seen for a long time. And you called it, Sirlo. It was close. It was close at the end, but I didn't think that the Warriors were going to steal it. I thought we were going to Golden Point.
Well, they were never out of it, were they?
No.
The Warriors. Even when they got behind, you could just see that there were points coming, and if they got in the position. And Isaac Luke's try, that was the one that broke the back of the Raiders. They made his mind up for him. They got up, shot up way too quickly. The most dangerous man on the football field is the man who's got the football.
Yeah.
And Isaac Luke was that man, and he just strolled over. And then that was converted, and bang, bang, Sean Johnson.
Look, with the utmost respect to Sean Johnson, it wasn't really his greatest game.
No.
And he come up and kicks two field goals and wins it for them.
And despite the fact that he wins it that way for them, it shows that they can win football games without Sean Johnson having to be the difference.
Yeah.
You know, they are a much more, I suppose, controlled football team, but also one that has leadership across the park. Torhu Harris, Blake Green, and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck at the back. And Sean Johnson, well, he's the icing on your cake.
There's the last field goal on the Coatesy replay.
Watch the replay. Look, he didn't even hit it half sweet, I don't think.
Well, it's gone as high as the upright, but it's only gone a metre over the crossbar.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, the Warriors, I know, you know, you see games getting stolen, but this was a historical finish, and it just goes to show the resolve in this Warriors squad now. I don't know exactly. I'd have to go back over it, but I think it was 3 minutes to go or three and a half to go when Isaac Luke scored. So that was
their Warriors captain now, Roger.
Okay, so are we going to take these Fox Bourne? We've got our own man down there, Nick Risk. And Risky, yeah, we'll go down to Risky because Sean Johnson's with him. Take it away, Nick.
Yeah, join down here by the man at the moment, Sean Johnson, mate. That field goal at the end, pull it out of the fire for you guys.
Happy I could step up. Thought I had a pretty rough game, if I'm being honest with you. So I'm just happy I could come up with a play. And as a group, as a bunch of teammates, as a bunch of boys, we get to enjoy this bus ride back to Sydney and get home with the win.
Yeah, Sean, Peter Sterling. Sean. Tell us about the field goal at the end. It was very different to the second last one. Looked like a bit of a miss hit, but they all count.
They all count, man. I've hit some sweet ones in my time and missed, so I'm not going to complain too much about the flight of it. I thought the first one I had a lot more time, second one a bit more pressure, so just happy it went over.
I made the point during the course of the game that this is a Warriors side that look like you've got the flamboyance that you have in your football team, the right mix now with the control that you need. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's a pretty fair assessment with how we've been going over the first few rounds. Obviously, having Blake Green there steers the ship really well for me and Roger to be able to float and play what we see. So I think, you know, our discipline today really let us down. We're just lucky it didn't cost us in the end.
Hey, Sean, it's Wendell Saylor, mate. I love watching your outside five play. Mate, those two wingers, mate, when you put those cross kicks up, mate, must make you feel good seeing them fly through the air.
Yeah, look, they get up hard, they compete hard, so you know, we'll back them against any wingers in the comp. And I think more importantly, how they start our sets. You know,
yes.
With Rog there, big fuss, big Ken coming off the back fence. You know, it really gets our forwards going. So I think that's where the value is, really.
Good on you, Sean. Congratulations,
well done,
mate.
Right, cheers, guys. Thank you.
A good win for the New Zealand Warriors. They are 3-0, but more importantly, perhaps the Raiders are 0-3 to start the season. We'll get a chance to talk about that a little bit later on, Wendell.
Well, you'd have to think Ricky Stewart's under a bit of pressure now.
Oh, yeah. Well,
because, mate, you think 0-3.
Let me just go back to the sideline, Del, not to cut you off, but I think Risky's got Blake Green with him now, Nick.
Yeah, Blake, look, you stole that out of the fire, 20-19. Were you confident towards the end there?
Yeah, maybe not with 3 minutes to go, I wasn't confident, but, you know, we certainly felt that, you know, if we could get a fair share of the footy, we'd be able to throw some shapes at him and roll down the field. I felt that at times that they looked out on their feet a little bit, even though they had a fair bit of footy and a fair bit go their way.
Yeah, Blake Peter Sturley, congratulations. Just saw the sign in the stand there from the Warriors fan. Blake will make you green with envy. That's nice. I like that. That's clever. I saw some footage at halftime and you did a lot of talking with all the players actually upstanding. What did you say?
Yeah, Sturley, you know, pretty much what I just said then. We noticed at times, even when, you know, we defended for the first sort of 10 minutes, then we were a man down, we had one set of six. We rolled down the field real easy and scored a try, and they looked out on their feet. And I just said, boys, if we just dig our heels in here, it's going to turn for us. It took a long time to turn. We started really poorly, so it didn't. My speech didn't work that good at the start.
Well, you got 80 minutes for it to turn, and it did tonight. Can I just ask you the change going from Melbourne across to the Warriors? Was it an easy transition for you?
The footy part's been real easy, Stella. You know, such a great bunch of boys. It's you know, real humble, and they're just willing to learn. And, you know, there's a lot being said about Alex Corvo coming to the club, and mate, that's a. He's a hard school in Ox Corvo, you know what I mean? It's really tough training, and they bought in, and no one complained, no one whinged, and you know, we've all bought into this style of footy that we're trying to play.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I had you going from Melbourne to Manly. They both start with M, but we knew where he'd come from.
Blake, I've got to say, it's a different culture over there at the Warriors. How have you found it, mate, fitting in there with all the boys? I know they all love their footy, they love their music, and they're a great bunch of lads.
Yeah, it's at the start, mate, I was the odd one out, but. I think I'm starting to slowly wear them down. I'm giving them a bit of banter and a bit of stick, and they're giving back to me. So, no, it's going good, mate. The club couldn't have been more welcoming for me. You know, all the admin in the front office there, they've been outstanding. So, yeah, it's been great.
And just one more thing. When two of us are Sheck and you got Sean Johnson doing one-on-ones, what's that like, mate? Unbelievable, eh?
Oh, mate. You know, as you've seen there, when we're chasing the game, I'm I'm just trying to keep and give him a... base on the edge, so yeah. And they're just too good, mate.
We'll let you go there, Greeny, because you're starting to cut out a bit, mate. Congratulations on a good win.
I do want to give a rap to their big men when they needed to get into field position. Bunty, Afoa, Lasoni, and that, like, they now they picked up big tough meters to allow their playmakers to come up with, you know, those types of play to win the game. But really good contest, Canberra Raiders. They'll be devastated. They really have been in position to win three games.
Yeah,
they've come up with zilch and. Yeah, that starts to affect your confidence. You start to doubt whether you did the right thing off season. You start to doubt your ability to win these games, and you don't want to leave yourself too much to do in the second half of the season. And all of a sudden, the Warriors now, the Raiders now, they've got work to do.
Especially like the Raiders. I mean, they'll be okay because I know, you know they'll come back. They've got a good squad, but Ricky would be absolutely filthy because they've done a lot of good work. They've got a great squad, and that was one that they should have just. They should have put that to bed.
Tell you one thing I didn't see coming, Maroon, and I actually had these three teams in my eight.
Mm.
I didn't expect after 3 weeks to have the Canberra Raiders and or Parramatta and Cronulla sitting on zero. I know you mentioned a draw.
Yeah.
That's doubtful. But one of those teams tonight are very, very likely to sit alongside the Canberra Raiders 0-3. And you know, this first month, it throws up some crazy stuff.
Yep.
But not many wins their way.
Okay, well, a remarkable game of footy. It started the most remarkable way and it ended in the most remarkable way. But the Warriors get up and have a win over the Canberra Raiders today. Warriors 20, Canberra Raiders 19 as Triple M rocks the footy with Sturlo.
Are we going to have an opportunity to hear Ricky Stewart?
Yeah, well, we'll probably be able to take the press conference.
Post-match, because I'm keen to hear that.
That'll be beautiful. I'm looking forward to that myself. So we'll cross to the press conference as soon as we can with Ricky Stewart and Stephen Kearney. Full time though, the Warriors 20, the Raiders 19. We'll come back and analyse the whole thing as Triple M rocks the footy in the dying minutes. And welcome back to The Verdict on the Triple M Network as we analyse the game that just happened. And thanks to 4&20 for all those tweets that have come through today. Footy's on, which means it's 4&20 pie time. We're going to have one as soon as we knock off at 6 o'clock. We've whacked a couple of 4&20s in the oven. We're going to have a few of those with a little bit of sauce and a couple of chippies.
Oh, 6 o'clock? Oh, I thought 5:30 it was.
Yeah, you're going. Oh, you got to go somewhere with Marty Downs, Wendell, a Tupperware party or something.
Actually, speaking of Marty Downs, I know we're talking about other stuff. He's going to the Anthony Joshua fight over there overseas. So, mate, he's taking his son over there. Mate, Joseph Parker, I know you love your boxing, mate. I'd be wrapped with that. It's going to be good, Sterlo. You like your boxing? Oh, mate, I'm telling boys, this is pretty good. Anthony Joshua, he's like a better-looking version of me.
I didn't know there was any such thing.
No, I'm serious.
You told me there wasn't any such thing.
This guy's an absolute beast, and he's going to get to meet him. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I think you're jealous of the other bloke because you're so in love with Marty Downs.
Nah.
Anyway, let's talk a bit of footy.
Yep.
Warriors have beaten the Raiders by 20 points to 19. Now, just to sum up what happened in this game, it started off with the Raiders getting 6 penalties in a row and Adam Blair being sin bin and the Raiders blowing out to a 12-point lead very, very early in the game. They had about 95% of possession in the first 10 minutes. Then as possession started to even up and the game went on, it was 19-12 at full time with about 3 or 4 to go. They led 19-12, the Raiders. Isaac Luke scores. The Warriors convert. Now it's 19-18. In the next two sets, they bring it down to field goal position, kick 2 field goals and win the game 20-19. So the Warriors get the win. I'm going to ask the boys about their mongrel boots man of the match very shortly. But before we do that, the Canberra Raiders, they lost on the bell to the Gold Coast Titans. The Knights came back and beat them last week and the Warriors today. Now, with great respect, Sterlo, out of those 3 sides that beat them, they are hardly the premiership heavyweights and on all 3 occasions, they're in a position to win the game.
Oh.
Yeah, well, from the Warriors' point of view, I am warming to them, but, you know, they still need to do more against some of the top sides in this competition. You know, it's a concern for the Raiders. You know, before we went to the break, to be in a position to win all 3 games and to come up with a duck egg, that knocks you about. It knocks your confidence. You know, they've got to pick themselves up again to go into next week. I thought they did a lot of good things today, but I thought they got tired at crucial times. You know, going into halftime, they needed the break and they'd had a lot of the football in that first half. You know, some individual performance was great. Leilua in bringing the ball out was wonderful. Kotrick was outstanding. Some of their forwards ran hard. But the Warriors, you know, in this competition, you've got to be prepared to win it in the 80th minute. And they were good enough to do that. And that's exactly what they did. And I'm keen to hear from Stephen Kearney as to how he assessed what he saw from his team.
Thank you, Sterlo. Courtesy of Fox League, we've got Stephen Kearney and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Let's go to the press conference now, Stephen Kearney.
You know, I thought the fact that, you know, the boys didn't let the game get away from them in that sense, you know, that it was only, you know, a couple of scoring occasions which, you know, we could, you know, come straight back at them. So what I'm saying is that, you know, I didn't think because we didn't let them get away from us, I thought there was always an opportunity, there was always a chance. So, and, you know, I just thought, you know, the courage they showed today, I mean, you know, we got smashed, you know, in the penalties. You know, I think it's been a trend of the, you know, competition, as everyone's been talking about, and you know, they had, you know, a lot of the sort of ruck speed in terms of, you know, they sort of dominated us and, you know, in a lot of areas. But the lads just kept turning up and finding a way to stop, you know, some tries there, and you know, Roger again, some efforts there, you know, were outstanding. And I just think I was just so very proud of, you know, of the courage they showed to stay in the contest and then give themselves an opportunity with a, you know, with a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go. So I was just, you know, very, 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 very pleased for them.
What about you 3 minutes left? Did you think you were going to win?
Well, there was a bit of belief there. You know, the boys were hopping up. Greeny, Blairy, they all believed those there, and just players like they usually need 1 and 2 and just to get the boys going. And Aaron responded and Sean kicked their field goal, the first one, and you know, the heads are up. We know what we need to do, just get back to the other side, and then Sean just stepped up again, and yeah, it was just the way we finished, just credit to the boys who just kept turning up.
Roger, where's this rate in terms of, you know, some of the wins you've been a part of in your career?
Yeah, this is up there. You know, just Emotionally, just having everything against us and the boys just digging deep just to fight back. You know, we're on our try line for most of that game, but just the way to come back and finish right at the end, that just, yeah, that's massive for me and the team here, just the way we can fight these kind of games and come away with a win.
Yeah, Steve, probably a similar question. Where does this rate as a win, won another one on the road, and just the composure of the guys in the last few minutes there?
Oh, yeah, you know, I think it's one of, in terms of, as I mentioned earlier, the courage they showed to, dig in there and, come away with the win. I just think it's, really special for them. And as, Roger touched on, everything was against us. And, to come out the other end with 2 points, is really, really special. So, it's right up there.
Roger, considering the Raiders' start of the season and their performance in close games, did you always think you were at a chance in those last few minutes?
No, we didn't have that kind of mindset. We knew Raiders were coming here to play, and they've been unfortunate in their past games, but we worried about ourselves, and we came in and made sure that we done our plan. We actually didn't execute as well as we wanted to, but just the spirit of the boys just fought their way back.
How much confidence does that give the group now going forward?
You
won another one.
All right, what we'll do, we'll leave the press conference there. That's the New Zealand Warriors, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Stephen Kearney. Kearney obviously very proud and happy with what his men achieved out there today. They played for a while with 12 men. They came from behind and a lot of self-belief in that last 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, look, I've been critical of Steve Kearney's coaching last year. I'm not going to, obviously jump off that bandwagon, jump on his bandwagon, but I see an improvement in the Warriors now. I see that they're playing for each other. In the way that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck said, they're just worrying about themselves. I like that. The old Warriors teams of yesteryear worry about everything else, but, and look, you can just see the way they played together for the 80 minutes and at the death, Sean Johnson. They just seem like a happy football team there.
I think he summed it up perfectly. I think the fact that the Raiders, and there were opportunities in that game where they could have extended to quite a big lead, but they didn't get away on them. So they were always sort of 2 scores away. And, side like the Warriors can put on 12 points fairly quickly if they things start to run their way. So the 7-point lead at halftime, I said, was a skinny one. And even later in the game, it was still within sight. If they had to be chasing much more than that, then they were in some trouble. So let me just think. I'm assuming that in that game, the Warriors led for 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Of the game.
Yeah,
that is amazing stat that, Pete. Yeah. What about the start? Anyway, what about our Jack Links beef jerky bowl predictions?
Let's not worry about those.
We might start with Sterlo. Here's what you had to say, Sterlo.
Jack Whiten to be the first try scorer this afternoon.
Yeah, not crashed and burned after last week. Yeah. I'll be better next week.
Okay, well, I hope you will be, Pete. I hope you will be. Now, your Jack Links bowl predictions, Wendell?
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck,
uh-huh.
2 tries and a try assist. Close. He played well today. What about a man of the match? We haven't even spoken man of the match yet.
Well, we're in the middle of doing something else.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
We will get to that.
But he must be in line for it, surely.
Now, what about my Jack Links bowl prediction? So I'm going to say the Canberra Raiders today by a good solid 12 plus.
Oh, my goodness.
Solid, all right.
Don't bag me.
I'm on the board. I'm on the board, okay? Yeah. You just worry about next week.
Yeah,
okay. Well, that's I was a mile off. And plus the start the Raiders got, I thought, I'm home here with my Jack Links bowl prediction. What about our Mongrel Boots man of the match? Tough Mongrel Boots. Sterlo, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I looked through them, and it was across the board. Everybody contributed. But I'm going Tuivasa-Sheck. Thought his work with the football was outstanding, but probably even better. Defensively, he was superb, and I think was instrumental in maybe stopping 2-3 tries, and that's when the Raiders could have got away on them. So in a pretty tough selection, because there were some contenders,
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck.
Yes, the radial
tune suspension.
On the old HZ Kingswood. Don't you remember that, Pete? You're not a car guy.
I'm not a car guy.
What about you, Del? What would your Mongrel Boots man?
Oh, mate, are you going to be a tough?
Hey, Del, who do you think was man of the match?
Yeah, well, look, there was a couple of players there that stood out. Sean Johnson had a good game, that clutch play there at the end. But also, you look at their forward pack, I think Ford's collectively did well with Isaac Luke. I thought he was outstanding. But I'm going to go with RTS. He saved 2 tries. And to hold Joey Leilua up or take that ball, that's not easy to do. So for me, RTS, along with Sturlo. And what do you think?
Well, I'm
well,
not
you don't get a vote. Yeah,
oh,
really.
Yeah, so, but yeah. Who would you think?
You get 2-1.
I would have said RTS but I wanted to say, like, as a massive fan of Isaac Luke,
yes.
I haven't seen him play that with that much, you know, heart. Probably even
since South Sydney when they won the comp.
Yeah.
And although he didn't play in that grand final, he was the key man in securing that title. And we haven't seen that since.
Yep.
And he's a huge part of this new mini resurgence.
And it's your culture. You've got to be a happy culture. And they look like a happy team, but they're a fit team. When you're a fit team, you're doing good things. Because they hung on that game. The old Warriors teams I've seen over the past, you know, couple of years, they would have found a way to get blown off.
Can I just ask you, are you leaving early because you've got to go and do that TV show you're on?
Oh, no, Spartan. It starts Sunday at 7 o'clock, but, mate, it's going to be good. So tune in, okay, Channel 7.
Is that AM or PM?
Mate, it's PM, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, so
prime time.
Yeah, I've done a lot of voiceovers, and that's why my voice is a bit husky. So, but I'm very happy. I'm excited, mate.
Good on you.
And that's why I wore this here. That's Academy brand.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I'm happy that you're happy, Del.
Yeah.
Wendell Saylor, Peter Sterling and Maroon, it's the verdict. A great win for the New Zealand Warriors over the Canberra Raiders. What we'll do is we might play a song, give these blokes a rest, come back and talk about the game between Manly and the Rabbitohs, which is at ANZ Stadium. Kicks off around about 5:30 as Triple M rocks the footy. The press conference, Ricky Stewart and Jared Croker. Here's Ricky Stewart and Jared Croker.
Oh, the best team. Best team on the day. They got beaten.
I guess it's going to come up that being able to close those close games out. I mean, the guys' defence was excellent for most of the game, but can you put your finger on it at all?
This past 3 weeks is really important to understand from our point of view, that the way we handle it, the way we bind together and handle this situation will make or break our season. So we have to use it, we have to grow out of it, because there is no other way to look at it. There's some things that just aren't going our way at the moment. And I look at the game a lot deeper and closer than you do and a number of our disappointed fans. But things just aren't going our way at the moment.
Ricky, could you see things unravelling at the end?
No, I couldn't.
You see it differently, so what could you see?
No, I couldn't. Well, for a start, we should have been... it should have been 25-6 because that obstruction try was a try. We lost a game last week on an obstruction try that we thought was obstruction, but no, it was a try. We have not identified what's an obstruction in this game. And I'll get called a whinger and a sook, but that doesn't worry me what people think or say about me. We, as a game, have not got a handle on what is an obstruction. They are guessing. And I see, apparently, I was told that Todd's come out and he's instructing the referees, so don't blame the referees. I'm not blaming the referees, because the referees don't know either, poor buggers. So I'll be waiting for Todd to ring me to tell me, one, what an obstruction is. I want him to look at last week's obstruction where we lost the game over it. I want him to have a look at this week's obstruction where it takes us to 25-6 and tell me what the difference is, because this week's obstruction to the rule book on the inside shoulder of the defender that wasn't obstructed is a try. Last week, where my defender got obstructed because the lead runner come on the outside, his outside shoulder, they said try. Now, I'm trying to explain it to you, so it's not a reaction from a coach, but I've never seen the game in such a state of affairs in regards to what's happening at the moment with interpretations, and I say it and repeat it again. It is not the ref's fault, because the refs at the moment are guessing.
When you're out there, Jared, did you question it?
Yeah, I did. It was identical last week, and I questioned it last week. He ran last week, was straight on Sam Williams' outside shoulder, and he didn't go through the line. And that was just what I thought was an obstruction.
And this week, Luke stayed in the line, which is what the referee said.
On his inside shoulder, and I did question it, but again, it's getting explaining it after it happens, which was the same as last week, it doesn't really help us. Whether it's a right or wrong decision, it doesn't help. I don't want to hear it after it, to be honest. So, I did talk about that, but like I said, it's once it's done, there's nothing that can really change the outcome.
How's it emotionally? I know it's an emotional charge, sheds for sure, but how
have
the team responded?
Yeah, look, it's heartbreaking. It's three tight ones in a row, and the boys they're just absolutely gutted in there. But we just straight away we're sticking together. There's no one else that can get us out of this, you know, situation but ourselves, and we just got to hang tough and work on getting out of it. And we've got a pretty tough one next week as well, so it's only us that can work hard to get out of it.
Karen, do you feel anything change out there in the last 10 minutes, or yeah?
No, not really. Say it again, I felt so comfortable this week. I felt comfortable at the back end of the game and the whole set defensively. I felt, going into that, when we're up by one, I still felt comfortable, and then all of a sudden there was a little, I don't know what happened there with the stoppage in play, and all of a sudden...
There's a stoppage in play, I'll have to look at it again. When there's a stoppage in play and you call time off, the referee has to blow time on for the play of the ball to be taken. Now, I've got to look at it again. It'll be very interesting when he blew the whistle for a second time to call time on. Because my blokes didn't know there was time on, and that's why there was no chase on the kicker, on the field goal. But, again, I'll get blamed as a whinger and a sook and for all those people. I couldn't give two hoots what they think or say. All I'm saying, I'm stating the obvious. And I have for years and years and years. And I keep getting bagged and blamed for it, and they can't fix it. Because at the moment, referees are guessing. And I feel sorry for every referee at the moment, because they have not got a black or white interpretation book. They have not got an idea in regards to what they should do, because it's not black or white.
How does the NRL fix that?
Well, Todd, who's instructing the referees, will fix it now. Because I'm not blaming the referees, and Todd said not to blame them, and I'm not. So I'm looking at the instructions that he's giving, looking at the interpretations that are just ruining the game at this time.
There's Ricky at the press conference there, courtesy of Fox League. The verdict with Maroon, Peter Sterling and Wendell Saylor. Now, some of the things Ricky said about that obstruction. I know we don't have obviously don't have vision to show the audience. I was trying to brush through my mind at the time of the obstruction about the shoulders and did he hit the right shoulder or the left shoulder, and was that an issue anyway? Did you have any problem with that obstruction, Pete?
I'd need to go back and have a look at it again, but my recollection of it was the outside shoulder of the defender, and the onus is completely on the decoy runner not to initiate contact and to go through the line. And like Ricky said, the referee said that he stopped in the line. I think it was maybe Luke Bateman who did so. Mm. And in that situation, the defender was denied the opportunity to make the tackle on Paulo. I thought they got it right. I agree with Ricky 100% with how he started there by saying that the way that they handle these three losses will define their season. But some of the other stuff I'm not so sure about. I'd have to go back and have a look at it. But my initial viewing of that no try, which he says would have taken it out to 25-6, I thought the call was correct.
All right, but what about he kind of says, Ricky, and he says he's got to go away and look at the game another umpteen times, and I'm sure he does, and he doesn't want to blame the referees, and people are going to call him a whinger. He says all that. Mm. But then on the back of it, it feels like the referees and the establishment still get the blame for another Raiders loss.
Well, I completely understand the frustration that is coming out of him, and he can talk about, you know, things not going their way. They led late into that game. The Isaac Luke was a softer try, as you'll see, conceded. Mm. That was the Canberra Raiders' fault. If they defend that, they'd probably go on and win the game. I thought the plays leading into getting the field goal kicker, Sean Johnson, into position to kick that field goal wasn't good defensively. I thought that some of their play, Lasoni made a 30-metre carry. When it's desperation stakes, you've somehow got to find the energy and the desire to get up and stop that and make it a 10-metre charge instead of a 25-metre charge. So I think he needs to have a look at how his side, despite all the things he might have thought went against him, they led late into that game, and I still think that they had an opportunity to win it if they came up with better decision-making and some better execution.
Okay, so now the Raiders, who have lost today 20 points to 19, late in the game, the Warriors came back from 7 points down with about 3.5 minutes to go. They got a try under the post. They kicked the goal. Now they're 1 point down, then two quick field goals for the Warriors to beat the Canberra Raiders. The Raiders are now 0-3. And the Raiders next week, Wendell Saylor, will play Manly at Brookie at Lyoland.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. Mm. That's going to be a good test for them, because you're 0-3. You've got to take a real siege mentality. I remember when we used to play at the Broncos, we used to mark ourselves on away wins. There's not too many harder places to win a game than Lyoland. So I think for Canberra, they're going to be up against it, because we saw what they did to Parramatta last week. But for me, just disappointing, I think, from the Raiders, because it's not the Raiders team that I'm used to seeing down there. They usually close that game out from there. And I know Ricky's frustrated and he's trying to blame refs and whatever and said he's not whinging, but his team, they have to get better, They have to get more clinical. Mate, there was times there where they just weren't working for one another. So they were coming up short. So that's what happens. It's not just that one moment.
Well, he said he's not blaming the referee. He said he's blaming the instructions that they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
That will be explored. But again, when you come back to it, they still had a huge opportunity to win that game, and there are aspects of their team play that contributed to them getting beaten.
Yeah, but still, I think he said he's not whinging, but I think he's having a bit of a whinge. So at the same time, so you can't have it both ways, I don't think. But look, I understand what he's saying, but if I was him, I'll be giving the players a bit of a roasting. They've got a talented squad there. They started off, they were doing it easy. I had Nick Kotrick as man of the match with about 20 to go, because I thought he set a great standard today. And so I'm not sure. On that try, would have you awarded it, Pete?
The obstruction?
Yeah.
No, I call it a no try straight away. Again, I need to go back and have a look at
that's
it.
Right,
but to me, the decoy runner put himself in the defensive line, and I think it was on the outside shoulder of that inside defender. And he was denied an opportunity to make the tackle. And to me, if that was the case, as I said in my head, it was clear cut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's now time for Wendell to say goodbye.
No, I've got some good news.
What's that?
I'm going to stay till the end.
You don't have to, mate.
I want to.
Well,
one in, mate.
You know what? This is awkward because
mate, you can go if you want.
And Sterlo ordered a couple of pizzas. We didn't get anything for you. Sorry, mate.
No, I'm going to stay, mate.
We thought you were going, mate.
Yeah, I was going. But
now, listen, I must say, too, thanks to 4 and 20, just before I go to the break, lots and lots of tweets coming through and emails and all this. People from in the beautiful city of Wollongong, where I used to do the breakfast show, Maroon and Millie breakfast show back in the 90s. And lots of people saying around the northern suburbs of Wollongong, you're walking around now. You got a dog? What's going on here?
Oh, mate. Yeah, I've got it. Actually, Tristan bought a dog, okay?
Has it got a name?
Yes. The name is Dobby.
All pets should have a name.
Yeah, Dobby. Dobby is the name because well played, Sterlo. Honestly, I was one of those dads who just come in. Yeah, look, you can have the dog, but I'm not cleaning up the poo and whatever and, the pee and stuff. Mate, I love him. Like, he's that cute. He's a sausage dog. I'll show you. So whenever I come home, you forget how loyal dogs are, because I haven't had a dog since I've probably been 15, 16. And when I was at the Broncos and that, I wasn't keen on dogs. And the kids wanted dogs over the years. I said, nah. But Tristan and Matisse got me in a corner. I said, come on, Dad, we want a dog. I said, you're not getting a dog. We got a sausage dog. He's so cute. We take him for walks and that. And he's
until I heard that it was a sausage dog, I just assumed it was a big dog that
That's right.
And had been named after the bloke who calls games for us north of the border.
Why is he named Dobby?
No. Hey?
Because he's big and slobbers.
No.
My wife said Dobby's a character off some movie.
Yeah. Yeah, what is it? What's
Lord Harry of the Potter. Rings or Harry Potter. Potter. Right.
Because not Tristan, Lord of the Rings.
Tristan, I don't know. One or the other.
Tristan is a massive Harry Potter fan. We went over to America a couple years ago and he still bought the jumper. I said, mate, you're 19, you're 17, 18. What are you doing? He just loves Harry Potter. And I've got to say, Dobby got needles yesterday and I was so upset for him.
A scary bit was Tristan when he left school, he applied to Hogwarts.
Don't laugh. He's that kid who reads books and he loves it. But I'm going to post a little video of Dobby. He is so cute.
I just want to get, you're staying, are you?
I'm going to stay now, yeah.
All right, I don't want you to put, you're not going to add anything extra to your invoice because you can't add another $1,000 to your invoice.
This is for the love.
This is for the love for the team.
All right, well, I'll go.
Now,
you two can run the show. I'll go. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more footy. But it's been a win today for the Warriors, 20-19 over the Raiders on the back of last night. The Broncos 9 beating the Tigers 7. All 2-point games, those, weren't they? And Penrith beaten by the Dogs 20-18. And, of course, Thursday night Melbourne over the Cowboys. We can talk more footy right after this as Triple M rocks the footy. Triple M NRL, it's the verdict. Maroon and Peter Sterling and Wendell Saylor. The Rabbitohs Manly game is underway, and I'll just get a score for you update there because I know Robert Jennings has scored, and yep. It's 4-0. South lead Manly 4-0 in that game there. So that's the only game underway. We'll try and catch up with Brandy Alexander from Fox League very shortly too, and just get his thoughts on the state of affairs at the moment. But just very quickly, Pete, we haven't really had a chance to talk with you about last night's game, which is the game that's left a sort of sour taste in everyone's mouth, the Broncos beating the Tigers with that penalty in Golden Point extra time. I'm personally not now and have never been a fan of Golden Point extra time, and certainly if we talk about there not being a highlight or a climax to the game, that game was great when it finished 7-7. We had the flurry of goals and field goals at the end. 7-7 would have pulled that game up, I thought.
Oh, look, you know, I'm with you. I haven't liked Golden Point. In the first year or two, I was a fan because I thought it's an innovation for the fan. But then, you know, I lost this last. I don't like Golden anything. I think if after 80 minutes, whatever the result is, and I always go back to, I think, was it 2009 that Parramatta made their charge into the grand final? Now, they picked up 1 point from a draw that season, which actually got them into the top eight. I think the West's Tigers would have been there. So that 1 point they got from a draw ended up being the most valuable point possibly that they picked up all year. So now also, you know, a draw for 80 minutes, if it's tight, it's exciting anyway. Now, that penalty could have been awarded in the 79th minute.
Yep.
So it can happen. But talking to Tony Squires and the boys when I came in today, you've got to be really careful. Like, I understand what the referees are trying to do. Now, last season, especially the second half, we're saying what a blight on the game it is, teams giving away penalties on their own line, not, you know, it's tunnel ball, rolling the ball between their legs, and we call for that to be fixed and changed. And now, this season, that's exactly what the referees have tried to do. So it's actually hypocritical to come out and criticise and say, well, it's ruining the game. We're getting what we asked for. So we've just got to be careful in if we're being critical of what's going on at the moment. Of, you know, we're getting what we wanted. I was just under the impression that it would take a fairly short period of time for players and teams to come to terms with that they've got to go a little bit later, that because the ball has got to clear the ruck, which it's always had to do, not just as soon as the ball goes to the ground in the play of the ball, and also that they've got to wait that second longer. They've just got to work it out. They've got to get it right, because on the back of penalties comes points. And we saw that especially in the Melbourne-North Queensland game. The penalties came in flurries. The points came on the back of that. You know, really, I don't have the solution apart from persevering with what we've got and hoping we get the result that we actually all called for during the end of last season.
That's exactly what I thought today. It's, you know, we were saying last year, they don't blow for penalties in Golden Point. And I was one of the ones who were blowing up going, you know, that someone's got to be brave enough to do it. And he's finally done it. And now we're blowing up again saying he got it wrong. But no, I'm happy. I don't know if the decision was right, whether he left early or whatever. But
well, Bernie Sutton's come out today and said it was the wrong call. And that's difficult to take, because it would have actually been better or more palatable if the call had been right in regards to that. But I take your point. I think, like everybody, I was deflated at the end of that. And that's not the way we want their games.
No.
That's not how we want to feel after a game like that. But, you know, this is a means to an end, and we'd like to get to the end a lot quicker than maybe it's looking like at the moment.
Sometimes you've got to take a little bit of pain early. Like, in Golden Point now, that might set the standard. Now, like, you know, players won't leave early. I know they probably got it wrong if we're looking at it now. As he said, Bernard, you know, he put that out there. But now teams in Golden Point, they won't rush off the line. They won't, you know, those little 1%ers, you know, you got to fix, because you get away with it because it was a free-for-all. And that's what I was getting ticked off with season after season, where Golden Point was just a free-for-all. And it's changing now. It's going to change that, but Golden Point.
All right, now we're talking about the game last night where the West Tigers were beaten on the bell in Golden Point extra time by the Brisbane Broncos on the back of Bernie Sutton saying the penalty shouldn't have been given. Here is some audio from Saturday Triple M NRL of what former referee great Bill Harrigan had to say.
What are your thoughts on what you saw unfolding?
No, it's good that Bernie's come straight out and done that and put a little bit of a hose on the fire, because he had to anyway. It was a wrong call. Unfortunate for Ashley Klein. Wrong call. You've got to admit when you make the mistake.
That was one mistake. But what about the very notion? Are you for or against the notion of that whistle coming out and being blown during a golden point in those big moments?
Yeah, you've still got to have the whistle. You've still got the rules in place. And if there is a blatant offside or a marker is offside racing to put pressure on a drop kick, you've still got to give that penalty, because if you don't and it's warranted, then that's unfair to that team who are striving for the field goal and they don't get the field goal because they've been pressured by an offside player. So you've still got to keep the integrity of the game. You don't have to change the rules or anything. The rules are in place. But as a referee, you're very reluctant to blow the whistle. So you work hard in that extra time. You work hard with your voice, you work hard with your positioning, everything, to try and prevent something like that. But when it does happen, we saw Matty Chechen do it last year. And it was a big call. Goal kick was kicked on a penalty for offside, and it was a correct decision. Unfortunately for Ashley Klein, he's blown the whistle. He's taken a bit of intestinal fortitude.
So this is my question. Have you seen the incident?
Yes.
Did you think there was enough in it to decide the game on that penalty? And that's the question. We know that, you know, these guys, their rules are in place, but, you know, we know they get a little bit relaxed in Golden Point. Do you think there was enough in that incident to say, all right, I'm going to hand the Broncos the game now?
No, never should have happened, mate. So you're looking for something blatant, a blatant offside, a blatant marker offside chops the play down. What happened there? No.
Yep.
No.
Okay.
That was one that you've... And there's no doubt that Ashley Klein wishes he had stuck the whistle in his pocket and just played on without blowing that
That's
whistle.
Bill Harrigan on Saturday, Triple M NRL, as Triple M rocks the footy, talking about the decision last night.
Why did you ask us?
That's it.
That was exactly right. Yeah. What Bill said there,
yep.
He summed it all up, I think, beautifully for all of us. And couldn't put it any better ourselves, and I think he's spot on.
Got some good news for you here, boys and girls. Souths 10, Manly 0. 12 and a half gone in that game at ANZ
Stadium. About time the Bunnies aimed up.
What we'll do is we might take a song, and when we come back, we might put these two teams under the spotlight. This next game is going to be a beauty as well. Cronulla and Parramatta. I know Pete's got plenty to say about that, and Wendell too. So we'll take a song and come back as Triple M rocks the footy. The verdict, South's leading Manly 10 points to nil at that game at ANZ Stadium with the rain falling there. Of course, that's a doubleheader at ANZ Stadium. Just recapping what happened earlier, Warriors came back on the bell to beat the Raiders. 20 points to 19 in the end, 20 points to 19. But this next game, Parramatta and the Sharks at ANZ Stadium, part of the doubleheader, and such an important one for both of these teams, who we probably would have thought would have figured perhaps both of them in the top four, and one of them still is about to go 0-3.
Yeah, well, I've got them both in the top eight to start the season, and, you know, who's to say that they won't be there, but we'll need to see something a little bit better from them than what we've seen in the opening weeks. Parramatta come off, you know, terrible performance last week, where I think, you know, the thing that disappointed all of us Parramatta fans is that there just was no fight in the side. Now, even at, you know, 12-0, 18-0 down, I thought, well, I'll come back. And, you know, Cameron King lost the ball over the line, so too Jared Hayne. Maybe if they got back to 18-6, it might have been the start of something, but then it just went from bad to worse. And, again, I said earlier today, it's not really about the scoreline tonight for Parramatta. It's about the effort. It's about the hunger in their performance, because with the talent they've got, if they're hungry every time they go around and give their all, they'll win plenty of games, and they'll win enough games to feature. So it's, you know, it's a big night for them after the debacle of last week. Cronulla, they've been in both contests. They had a good lead over the Dragons, got run down. Paul Gallen is out, I read yesterday. So
yes.
On the back of Luke Lewis not being there as well, you know, there's a couple of things that swing Parramatta's way. Both got Kenny Edwards come back into Parramatta side in 17. I think that's a good thing for them. Plenty of talk about Jared Hayne going back to fullback. I don't know about positional changes. It's about effort for me tonight. You know, they didn't get changed. They didn't get beaten last week because players were playing in the wrong or non-preferred positions. It's all about performance tonight. The scoreline will take care of itself. And Cronulla, you know, they'll be tough to beat because they're a gritty football team, but they are a little bit weakened with some of their stars missing.
Wendell, would you like to add anything to that, mate? And who do you think will win this game between Parramatta and Cronulla?
Oh, look, the Sharks, I think the Sharks will win this one. Parramatta were embarrassed last week. You know, there's that bounce-back factor. No doubt they'll play strong tonight, but I still think the Sharks will do enough. You know, we talked about Valentine Holmes and those sort of players, and he's not overly happy with how he's been playing. But you know what? the best way to do it is go out there and play real positive football. I think the Sharks are in more in better form than the Parramatta Eels are.
Now, tomorrow we've got the game at Clive Berghofer Stadium in Toowoomba between the Gold Coast Titans and the St George Illawarra Dragons. A home game for the Titans. Obviously, they're not in on the Gold Coast because of the Comm Games at the moment.
Clive Berghofer, he wasn't the general out of Hogan's Heroes, was he?
Actually, he does.
That was Berghofer. That's right.
Yeah.
Blink.
He's actually a really good guy. He's done a lot of stuff in, I think, in the cancer community too. So that's why he puts all his money in there. He's obviously loaded. He's a bit like you, Maroon.
I didn't mean any disrespect.
No.
I'm just not a fan of Hogan's Hero.
No, because I think Maroon asked, who was he?
Yeah, well, hang on. I'm just getting a message through from the great man, Joel Kane.
Yeah.
And I'll just get this up and see. Joel says, initial reports. Joel, I'm just coming. This is just coming through. Initial reports where Gallen was out, pretty sure. Pretty sure the club has said he is playing, man.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Nice. Thanks, Joel Kane.
Joely Kane, always on the ball.
Joel knows, too. Don't worry about that. Yeah. He gets plenty of the best information.
But knowing JC, now this will be followed by an invoice.
No.
Expect an invoice, somebody.
Mate, if JC sends you an invoice, you've got to pay it. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, Joel Kane, you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, boys, that's just about it for us. It was a win today for the Warriors. They were down 19-12 with three to go. They clawed their way back to 19-all. Then a field goal right on full time, and they get home to make the Canberra Raiders 0-3 at the moment. The Rabbitohs lead Manly by 10 points to nil, and I think that's just about it. Thanks so much to our sponsors for being part of it all today. We welcomed in 4-20, and of course, the Mitsubishi Triton. Coates Hire. Need equipment in a hurry? Call Coates Hire on 13 15 52 is all you need to do. Couple of big games tonight. Wendell, you get home safe.
Thank you, mate. And don't forget, watch Spartan tomorrow night, mate. I'm a star on there.
Oh, I'll be watching.
Sideline star, but the athletes are the stars.
Don't worry about that. Stello, you get home safe too, mate.
I will indeed. I'll be watching Spartan. I'll be listening to the voiceovers and see how they go. And Maroon, as always, a pleasure.
Thanks. You too, mate. And of course, we'll catch you on the Channel 9 Network, the 9 Network, where you get all the big league action right across Origin as well. My name is Anthony Maroon on behalf of the team here. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Sunday Triple NRL as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights for Cbus Super, building a future we can all be proud of.
And here we go again with the NRL. 5 metres out from the Warriors line. He goes on his own now, Havili. He might get there. He does. He gets over the line right beside the post. Boyd goes right to Soliola. Soliola, he gets a pass away. This will be a try to the Raiders. And it's to the number 12, Josh Whitehead, who goes over. Green gets it away then to Johnson. And Johnson goes to Tuivasa-Sheck. And then it comes out to Pitahiku. Well, that didn't take long. That didn't take long. New Zealand Warriors go over the number 3.
My great short. And that's try time. Great movement there.
Paulo for the sideline. Gets it away to Croker. And then out to Kotrick. Kotrick will do well to get there. If he does, they stop him.
This is going to be a try.
I think it's on the line, Pete.
It's a try. Sau is taken by Papali. No, he's not. Pops it back for Johnson. Now Harris gets inside Austin. He'll go all the way. Oh, Tohu Harris. Isaac Luke in dummy half. Isaac Luke for the line. He must score. He does, Isaac. What a finish this is going to be. Going to get a shot here, the Warriors, Sam Lasone. He's 20 out.
Here we go.
Last tackle, boys. Last tackle.
Here we go.
Johnson's in position from 30 out. Takes the shot. Takes the shot. Takes the shot. I think he's missed it.
He's got it.
He's kicked it. He's kicked it. Has he? Yes, he has. Warriors 20.
No way.
Raiders 19. They have stolen this game in the dying minutes.